91X News.
It's 18 degrees and cloudy at 7 o'clock. I'm Taylor Rankema. Another theft at a Belleville business last night. A local driveway sealing company on Dundas Street West told a police that a large blower had been stolen from their worksite between 5 and 6 p.m. It's described as a little wonder blower that has three wheels on it. Given the weight, two or more people would be required to lift it. It has an approximate value of $1,200. Anyone with information should call Belleville Police or Crime Stoppers. A 28-year-old Belleville woman was arrested last night for assaulting a police officer after police were called to a Russell Street home for a neighbor dispute. One neighbor was so upset she took off her shoes and threw them at the officers, one of which found its mark. This appeared to have a calming effect on the woman as the officers were able to resolve the initial dispute. The apologetic woman was released unconditionally at the scene with no charges. Just after 11 o'clock, police attended a home on Bridge Street West for another neighbor dispute. A 25-year-old Belleville man was arrested for breach of peace and lodged in the cells. No charges were laid in this matter. And as police continue to crack down on student protesters, Quebec's education minister is talking positively. Peter Ray has more.
Over 650 people were arrested in different cities across Quebec for a variety of reasons on Wednesday night. And there was a colorful student demonstration involving masked ninjas and pirates in downtown Montreal Thursday afternoon. Police immediately declared it illegal, but they did not intervene. The protests continue as Education Minister Michelle Corchaine says she expects to hold a very important meeting with student groups after having had positive discussions over the phone. The hope here is to restore order in the streets in time for the tourist-filled summer festival season. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press, Montreal.
A budget fight is looming in the Ontario legislature. The minority Liberals and New Democrats, who joined forces last month, are clashing over a pending vote on the budget bill, which has stalled in the legislature. The Liberals have accused the NDP of blocking the legislation and breaking their pledge to pass the budget, but the New Democrats say they only agreed to allow the budget to pass its first hurdle in the legislature so that it could be debated and amended if necessary. With the legislature set to rise June 7th, there's little time left to implement key tax measures in the NDP demanded, such as stopping a scheduled corporate tax cut on July 1st and hiking taxes for the wealthy. Looking at sports in local high school track and field action, the Northumberland Blue Dragons captured the 2012 CASA overall title for the fourth straight year. It was the ninth time since 2000 yesterday. The competition was at Marianne Sills Park. They showed perfect balance between their boys and girls teams. The Blue Dragons tallied 438 overall points to capture the title. Bayside came in second with 237 team points, while St. Teresa was third with 232. St. Teresa was second in girls, and Fenland Falls was second for boys. East Northumberland qualified 32 athletes for next week's East Regional Meet in Brockville, where OFSA will also be held in 2 weeks. Dwayne Wade had a monster game in leading the Heat to the NBA's Eastern Conference Final last night. Wade poured in 41 points as Miami beat Indiana. Final score was 105-93 as they took the series in 6 games. LeBron James had another big game with 28 points, 6 rebounds, and 7 assists for Miami. The Heat will await the winner of the Boston-Philadelphia series. And the New Jersey Devils are 1 win away from a Stanley Cup spot. The Devils host the Rangers in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Final tonight, leading the series 3-2. New Jersey took Game 5 at Madison Square Garden on Wednesday night, 5-3. The Devils have not been to the Cup since 2003, when they won it with the late Pat Burns behind the bench. The winner of the Devils-Rangers series will face the Los Angeles Kings. Looking at the forecast for today, mainly cloudy, risk of a thunderstorm this afternoon and a high of 28 degrees. For tonight, clearing up in the evening with a low of 13 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, clouds rolling in the afternoon and a high of 26. And for Sunday, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, a low of 14 and a high of 21. At 7:05, it's 18 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema. News is next at 7:30.
This is 91X. CJLX. 91.3 FM, Belleville.